You give me joy. You bring restoration.
Father God, we're so thankful to be here this morning. I'm so thankful for the restoration that You've done in my life. Father, I pray this morning that if there's any here that have not known You, have not felt Your presence, have not seen the work that You can do, Lord, that they would give their lives over to You this morning. Father, I pray that You'd bless Brother Jerry as he brings a message of what the Lord has laid upon his heart this morning, and that we would be so attentive to what You have to say to us through Jerry. May You just speak to each and every one of us now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Brother Jerry, if you want to go ahead and come on up, and I'm going to turn it over to Brother Jerry for now. And let's.
Thank you, Pastor. Church, appreciate it. Let us pray. Father God, thank You for another opportunity that You've allowed me to go tell a little bit about Your mission, the accomplishments that is happening around the world, Father, through the Gideon's International. I thank You for allowing me to be a part of something so big. I pray that today nothing will be said, Father, that won't be to glorify You and to further Your kingdom. It's in Christ's name I ask. Amen. Preacher, again, thanks for allowing us in. Appreciate it, church. Gideon's International is a group of Christian professional businessmen around the world with one desire, and that's that every lost soul come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as their own personal Savior before it's too late. That is our sole mission. We couldn't do that without you guys. We are merely an extension, an arm of the local churches. Blessed to go tell you about what we've been doing in the last year or so, share a little bit with you. But you guys are the backbone of Gideon's International. Any man here might be interested in becoming one, talk to the pastor. He can get you in contact with someone that could get you started in the right direction. We're always needing help. Not us. It's not for us. It's for the Lord. But the Lord asks us. In fact, His Word tells us to go forward, not to sit, not to go backward, not to stay comfortable in the position we're in, but to go forward. We are to tell the lost. The world is coming quick to an end. If you've ever spent a night in a motel or a hotel, you've probably seen one of these. This was placed there by a Gideon at no charge to the hotel. And periodically, we go back in and check them to see if there's anything been written in them or pages torn, or sometimes they're even missing. And we replace them. You can't steal one of them, because this is God's Word. It's free. God gave this to us. If you ever need an opportunity to have the Word and you're where one of these is at, get it, use it. It's not to be left lay. It's usable. This Bible is about $5. For the price of the book and the paper that it takes to print it. That's this book, and it delivered to the area that God intended it to be. It's about $5. That's not a lot of money, but it's impossible to do without help. And local churches is our help. And honestly, small churches are a bigger help than most large churches. It just seems like we as a small group got a bigger heart. I don't know. But I do know that this book's $5. We also have, we're blessed to have, these little testaments, personal testaments that we have pass out as Gideons. We give these to police, fire. Fifth grade classes mainly Loved to go to schools and give these out to the fifth grade kids. Was in a school over at Hackett a couple of years ago, the fifth grade teacher. When I got through with my little demonstration of what Gideons do for fifth graders, she had three times the amount of testimony that I had. God blessed her. She still had her Bible from when she was given it in the fifth grade. And she had a large story that went with it that would touch your heart. That's what it's about. The road of salvation is in this thing. Put your name in it. Give it to someone. Let them feel God's love. There's nothing greater. Nothing more greater than the love of God. We need nothing more than that. That's everything to us, should be. But like I said, we're funded in one of about three ways. The Bibles is the main primary way that we are funded. Faith Fund is done by just individuals sending in a sum occasionally. Individuals like Carrie and I, we give to a Faith Fund pretty regularly. But that is the second way. The third way that we're funded is through Gideon Card. You have a card rack in the back in the office. It has plenty in it. I checked it just a while ago. My local church adopted a plan here a couple of years ago. When someone was, God forbid, pass away that was connected to our church or get sick and go to a hospital, we would get something like sitting there, only it was a live bouquet in a plant, $30-$40. We would send that with a little card, praying for you. That thing die in a week, 10 days. You throw it in the trash. You forget all about it. We adopted, I'm with Faith Baptist over at Jenny Lynn. We are a small church. We adopted one business meeting night that we would do five cards. Five Bibles. We would send a card and we would send out five Bibles. That has touched the heart of not only the ones that's been in the hospital or the family members of the ones that had passed, but that's touched the heart of all of us in our congregation to the point that we don't have to remind any of them anymore. You need to send a card. It's just an automatic. They're back there for, like I said, for in case someone was to pass mourning. But there's also things that you can get for, you know, having a little one, getting married, birthday, graduation, sick, praying for you, or just send a thank you card. Send one to this bald-headed man sitting here on the front. He can use a lift up occasionally. God knows pastors are hammered. They really, really are. We all have an issue. We as individuals have an issue. And it's mine. Carrie has his own issue. It's his. But he's your pastor. He is the leader of your congregation. You know what I'm trying to say? He's your shepherd. You got a problem, it's his problem too. He got all of you guys' problems. Plus the fact he's got his own. He's hammered. Give him a hug. Pat him on the back. I love you, man. I'm praying for you. Nothing is stronger. Nothing is better. Nothing will do more than prayer. When everything else fails, go to the Lord. But if you will go to the Lord first, most everything else will fail. Know what I'm trying to say? Get priorities straight. Get lined with what God wants more than what we want, and we will get a whole lot more than we deserve. In fact, we get more than we deserve now. The mere air that you're breathing is a blessing from your Lord. Believe it or not, it's the truth. Without Him, we are nothing. God's word tells us in Isaiah 55:11, that the word go forth out of my mouth will not return unto me void, but accomplish that in which I please and prosper in the things for which I have sent it. That ain't me telling you that. That's not your preacher on Wednesday night or Sunday morning or whatever telling you that. That is God telling you that. One thing God cannot do, God cannot lie. He tells you he can't. God is truth, all truth. He cannot lie. That's God's word. We are around the world in just over 200 countries as of now, passing out these Bibles, whether it be a large Bible that we put in motels, hotels, doctors and lawyers' offices or whatever, or whether it be a small testament that we hand to a little one or a lost one or to somebody on the corner. We're passing these Bibles out. We're printing this book as we speak in 107 different languages. There's a few of the books that even we have that are printed in dual language, especially the New Testament Psalms and Proverbs. So that if it's someone trying to learn a new language, trying to learn a new culture, they can page to page back and forth, see what's going on, get more of an in-depth meaning of what that word meant. Help them grow. But God says, don't put your light under a basket. Let it shine. As you grow, don't hoard that up. Don't keep it to yourself. Spread it around. Let your family, your friends, your school, your job, let your workplace know that you're different. Don't be ashamed to be different. Be proud. Christians were 50 years ago or so the majority in the U.S. We're gradually or fastly now becoming the minority. And even a Christian from Monday morning till Sunday night or Saturday night, it's hard to tell them from the sinner. We live just like them. We tell the same old dirty jokes. We still watch the same filth on the TV. We still get so involved in our sports and our daily activity that we forget to even thank God for your water you're drinking or your supper you're eating. We shouldn't do that. We shouldn't. It's all about God. If we would do a little more for Him and a little less for us, He would do a whole lot more for us. Because you can't outgive Him. It don't matter what you give. The lady didn't give the two men, the two pence, the two pennies. She gave everything she had. But Lord, what did she get in return? You can't outgive the Lord. I'm going to shut up because I get carried away and I get off track of what I'm supposed to tell you. And I know that. But God forgives me, and my prayer is that you will also. But I do thank you, church and pastor, for allowing Gideon's to come in today to tell you a little bit about what we do. I know you've been told before. It's just a reminder. But to say that this is in 200 countries, or a little over 200 countries now, I don't know the exact number, and in 107 different languages and growing, that's a pretty good thing to say. And it's all due to you guys. These cards, like I said, are back there in the back. And they're available. Go get you one. Fill it out next time somebody's in the hospital or nursing home or has a birthday. It's a free card. Pick it up. Fill it out. Inside that card there will be a brown envelope. You can put their name, your name and address, put the amount of Bibles you're donating, mail that in. It's a self-addressed envelope. It will go in honor of, in memory of, someone that is dear to you. I don't know where that Bible is going to go that you're going to send. It may go Sebastian County Fair that ended last night. It may go up to Fort Smith Fair. But it may go to, who knows, Taiwan, Indonesia. Nobody knows. God knows. It don't matter where the Bible goes. That lost person there is as dear to God as the lost person here. God's desire is all come to know Him. All means all, not just a chosen few. I've taken the privilege this morning to fill this card out in the pastor's name. I'm donating a couple of Bibles in his honor. And I pray today that one of these Bibles will touch a heart that will make a difference in the world. For the world needs a difference made in it. We're headed in the negative. It's not what God wants. I thank you for your time. I appreciate you allowing us in again. Like I said, Pastor, I'm going to let you have it back. I appreciate you. But I pray that you would accept this card.
Thank you very much. Well, anybody that's gone to church here very long, you know that we don't hit y'all up for money. We just don't. We don't even take up an offering, you know. We know God's going to provide. But, you know, sometimes we need to be reminded of needs, right? And the need for the Word of God to be heard around the world. And because what happens? You get busy in your everyday life. And you forget sometimes, and so it's always a privilege to have the Gideons come and share. I just had a few verses here that I wanted to share with y'all. Psalms 119:105 says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path." How important is this word? It's important, and how many of y'all got Bibles at home that's collecting dust like I do? Okay, I've got Bibles in my bedroom, I got Bibles in my living room, I've got Bibles on my iPhone, and I'm not going to lie to you, most of them have a layer of dust on them, and because I only use one or two, but what's a shame is around the world there's people that don't have their own Bible. I think I'd heard a story, I'm not going to share that story, but I've heard many stories of people that they've come across just a few pages, or they'll tear out pages and they'll hand them to each other because it's so important to them. And here we are with extra Bibles all over our house. And so the verse says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet." How many of us have light because we have the Word of God, but there's a world that's dying because they don't have that light in their life. Psalms 119:9-7 says, "How can a young man keep his ways pure? By living according to your word. I seek you with all my heart. Do not let me stray from your commands. I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you." So how can we keep our ways pure? It's the Word. It's the Word. That's the way. And He says that I have hidden your Word in my heart that I might not sin against you. How can people hide the Word in their heart if they don't have the Word? That's how important these Bibles are. Hebrews 4:12 says, For the Word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitude of the heart. Have you guys ever been reading your Bible and you went, "Oh, man, I've been doing it wrong. I need to change this in my life. I need to get this out." Why? Because this Word is alive. It's alive. We need it in our life. And, you know, there's no difference between the person in Indonesia that doesn't have a Bible and you that do have a Bible that never opened it. See, we need this Word of God. We need it to speak to our heart. 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17 says, "All Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work." You know, Everywhere I go, and here at church, people think they can't do the, they can't do this or they can't do that. They how can I speak to somebody about the Lord? How can I pray for this person? And we feel like we're not good enough. We feel like we're not equipped. Why are we not equipped? Because we're not reading the Word. It says that this Word thoroughly equips us for everything God has prepared for us. For your children to be a mom, to be a dad, this Word has the answer. To be a good employee, this Word has the answer. To be a good boss, this Word has the answer. You're struggling, you feel like you're not equipped, the Word has the answer. Matthew 24:35 says, heaven and earth will pass away, but my Word will never pass away. Y'all, I wanted to read this because I think about these things that we take so much pleasure in. As Mitzi was singing this morning, brings restoration. You bring restoration. And I've shared this with y'all before, but my mind goes to a TV show that I like, and it went off the air years ago, but I've got the old episodes recorded, and it's called Overhauling, and they take these broke down, beat up cars and full of rust and just a mess, and they restore them to something beautiful and something nice. But as Mitzi was singing, and I thought about on those shows, the car guy is Chip Foose, and he's a car man, and he'll take these old 60-something Mustangs and Camaros and these cars, and he'll modify them just a little bit to make them even better than what they were brand new. To make them even better than what they were. And y'all, that's what God wants to do with our lives. To make it even better. To make everything better. And bring that restoration. And when I think about that, that this Word, the reason why I went there, I'm not just chasing rabbits, is, you know them beautiful cars that Chip Foose has restored? You know what? Someday they're going to rust and fade again. They're going to burn up. But this Word will never fade away. Isaiah 40, verse 8 says, the grass withers and the flowers fall, but the Word of God endures forever. You want to make an impact? You want to make an impact for eternity? This is a way to do it. A one step in beginning to do it. I've told y'all the last couple weeks that they were coming today. So I would ask you, like I said, you guys that's gone here, I've been preaching here 14 years or so. I don't hit you up for money. I don't do it. But this is a way that I think that you can impact eternity. And so our church always gives out a general fund. So I would tell you, if you would like to earmark some money for the Gideons, write it on an envelope. I think we still have some envelopes in there. Write it on your check for the Gideons and drop it in the box. We'll make sure they get it. Or Brother Jerry can stand at the back. He'll be standing back there. If you want to give, you can just hand him some money to give. You can be directed to the cards back there if you want to give. But y'all, this is a way that you can impact eternity, okay? Back to your eternity. How are you? Are you reading your Bible? Are you allowing the Word of God to penetrate, to divide your soul and spirit, joint and marrow, to judge your thoughts and your attitude? I've had a hard time this last week. I sat down one day and I prayed and I said, God, it's me. Something's wrong with me because I've been struggling. I need some help. I need some help. I needed the Word of God in my life. Are you getting the Word of God in your life? God, it's so easy to be busy with work and kids and cooking dinner and doing laundry and washing dishes and ball games. And you go and then you get home and you're exhausted and you don't want to open up the Word of God. Or you're sleeping in to the very last minute before you got to get up to go to work because you're just exhausted and you don't have time for the Word of God. I challenge you today. I encourage you today to open up this Bible. Someone asked me once, said, I don't know where to read. I don't know what, I don't even know how to start. We'll start maybe in Matthew. Or one thing that I used to do, and I did it for several years, but I must confess I hadn't done it in years, is Proverbs. Every day I would read a chapter of Proverbs. What's today? The 25th? 25th. So today I would read Proverbs 25. So if I missed today and I thought about it tomorrow, well, tomorrow's the 26th. I don't go back to chapter 25. I read the 26th. For whatever day of the month it is I would read that chapter. And every month you would start over. You would start over. You would start over. And then you're gaining that wisdom. I encourage you, if you don't know where to read, read Proverbs. Whatever day it is for that day, read it. Allow God's wisdom to start getting poured into you. I don't really know how to end, but let's stand. And Mitzi, if you'll come up, and Kyle, if you'll come up, and I'm going to be up here. We'll have an altar call, because maybe this morning you need to repent. Maybe this morning you need to repent of not reading your Bible. Maybe this morning you've never asked Jesus Christ into your heart and life. Maybe you need to invite Him in to be your personal Savior. Maybe you need to spend just a few moments about what you should give if you haven't been giving, about how much you should donate. If you don't have the money today, grab a card. You can mail it in. You know, there's ways of doing it. But let's just spend some time with the Lord right now in prayer, all right? Father, we thank You so much for Your Word. Father, I pray that in my life and in every life in this room, Lord, that we would see the need and the urgency to read and study Your Word. And Father, that we would also see the need and the urgency to have Your Word spread throughout this world, that the lost might come to know You, that those that have never heard of You might hear of You, that they may stumble upon a Bible in a motel room some night or Lord, wherever they may be, that someone might hand them one and they might begin to read and their eyes might be open to who You are and who You want to be, their Lord and Savior. Father, if there's any here this morning that don't know You, that don't have that personal relationship with You, Father, I pray that right now Your Holy Spirit would be drawing them and convicting them, that they might turn their lives over to You. We pray all this in Jesus' mighty name.
Are you hurting and broken within? Overwhelmed by the weight of your sin? Jesus is calling. Christ is risen.
Brother Jerry, if you want to go to the back and stand, and if, like I said, if anybody wants to give, they can give to Brother Jerry. You can put it in the offering box, however the Lord leads you. But I would encourage you to give. You know, he was talking about those Bibles being $5. When was the last time you went and bought a Bible? Man, there, I was going to go buy myself a new Bible. You know, 80, 90 bucks is what most of them are at Lifeway, you know. So it's a good deal. It's a good deal, and it spreads the Word. It gets the Word. So I encourage you to give. Thank you all for being here today. We will have our Bible study tonight at 6:30. Like I said, next Sunday morning, come early if you can. We'll have coffee and donuts. I'm going to see if I can get some fruit and juice, but I don't know. We'll see what kind of fruit tray I can find. And come to Taylor Hall if you'd like. Anytime after 10, we'll be down there and just fellowshipping and having a good time together. And thank you all for being here. May God bless you.